Welcome to the KP Podcast, where we talk about the business of real estate, a podcast about leveraging opportunities, growing your business, and experiencing financial freedom. Here are your hosts, Keith Anderson and Peter Cambucos.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I am glad to be back here. I'm Pete Cambucos, coming to you from the forum with the KP Podcast, guys. And been gone for a little bit here, and I know you guys got to listen to Keith on the last one. But now I'm back in the saddle here as we're coming into August. And what I wanted to touch on is a lot of you probably saw this in the news or seeing it if you haven't seen it. But as we're recording this just yesterday, the FTC came out and announced that they are fining Opendoor $62 million for, quote, cheating sellers with misleading claims. So obviously this has been going around a lot. We've seen the emails. It's come up with just in the last, 24 hours here with not only our team, but other people in the industry. And so I wanted to touch on it a little bit today and talk about exactly kind of what's going on there, what we're seeing in the market, and how it might affect things. So most of you know Opendoor, but in case you don't, in case we've got people out there who don't know Opendoor, we're here in the Phoenix market. That's where the company's headquarters is now in Tempe. They didn't originally start here, but now this is where they're headquartered in our Phoenix market. And Phoenix is one of their primary markets, and I believe actually their largest market. And so this is definitely something that we deal with here in Phoenix all the time. We work with Opendoor all the time. For those that don't know them, they are an iBuyer. iBuyers are instant buyers, so they make instant cash offers to people to buy their homes. And Opendoor's thing is, that they're a tech company. They use their technology as an iBuyer, and that's kind of their model. And so their claim, if you look at what the company says, their claim is that they can use their tech to make a fair market offer, fair market value offer, and reduce the transactions. Specifically, so I want to talk about exactly what the company says before we go into it. So this is a quote from the company. "We don't try to make lowball offers because, unlike a home flipper, our business model isn't based on buying low and selling high. The way we make money is by charging a fee for our servers." End quote. So that's what Opendoor claims. This is what they say. That what they're saying is, hey, you can sell to us. We're going to give you fair market value. We're going to use our tech, bring these fees down, and it all work out great. New way to sell your home. Well, that problem that Opendoor ran into here is when they're trying to compare, traditional selling to selling to Opendoor, and they were doing these side-by-side comparisons, and they were showing that that the sellers would make more money selling to Opendoor. Okay. And that usually, if we're being honest with it, that wasn't the case. There was a brief period of time here in the last year during this crazy frenzied market, especially here in Phoenix. And we could talk about that one locally because we saw it where, Opendoor was paying probably above market value. I wouldn't say probably, definitely above market value for a lot of those properties. But that was a very brief period of time. So, that happened during the frenzy when everything just went insane. But prior to that and back to where we are now in this market shift, they're not, And so for the majority of the company's lifetime, they have not. It's been, less than what somebody could get on the open market. And so this is where it came into the problem that they have that led to this fine with the FTC, because when they're showing these comparisons to sellers, they're claiming, hey, you can make more money, selling to Opendoor. And so the FTC saying that's very misleading and just wasn't true. So how was this coming about? So typically the most common way, and this is what the FTC was showing in theirs, is that when Opendoor would show these side-by-side comparisons, they would use a lower quote-unquote market value. So for example, let's just say somebody's home is worth $500,000, if you're comping it, if a realtor's comping it, they're saying, hey, go to open market, probably get around $500,000. Well, Opendoor would show, if you go to market, you're going to get 460, 480, whatever it is. Let's just go a little closer. Let's say it's 480 instead of the 500. And so based on the 480, they would show, hey, you know, we'll have these transaction fees that are going to be a little bit lower. And so you'll end up making this money. Well, that was misleading to sellers because in reality, they could have gotten more than what Opendoor was claiming the fair market value is by going to market. And the problem here that the FTC is alleging is that that wasn't an honest mistake. It was that Opendoor knew that and they were purposely doing that. By the FTC's own estimates, they're saying on average, they were showing 2% less on average than what Opendoor's own model was showing. So meaning Opendoor internally was had a fair market value themselves that they knew was higher, that their own model was showing higher than what they were actually selling to the seller. And so this is really the crux of what the issue was there. So, you know, that is definitely an issue, guys. But the thing we want to point out, you know, with a couple of these things is, first of all, Opendoor and iBuyers, investors, all of this, they have a place in the marketplace. There's a need for them, but they're not for all of your traditional sellers. You know, 9 times out of 10, a seller is going to make more money going to the open market than going to any iBuyer or any investor. That's just the way it is. That's the fact. Because what are these investors, iBuyers, flippers, whoever? They're trying to make money. That's their business model. They're not in this for charity. It's a business. There's nothing wrong with that as long as everyone understands what's going on. So why would I say that they still have a place? Well, seller circumstances are different. And this is where realtors really come in to be able to present all those options and talk to people about what the best thing to do is. If you've got a property that's non-warrantable, meaning the damage is so bad that people can't get financing on it or, you know, whatever the case may be like that, then yeah, in that case, you're probably going to want to go to an investor, an iBuyer, cash buyers, you know, where you don't have to worry about that stuff. Or you're in a situation where really we don't see it much now, but let's say, you know, you're heading towards foreclosure. That might be something you get certainty, you know, with the cash buyer. They can close quick. You know, something's happening in life where you need to sell and time is an issue and you don't want to chance something happening and going to market, something falling through. You need it to happen and you need it to happen quick. Those instances are just some examples where I say, you know, yeah, that's where iBuyers come in. That's where investors come in. They serve a purpose. But the seller needs to understand that for that convenience, for that option, for that certainty, they're giving up top dollar. They're not getting top dollar. Going to the open market, we get them top dollar, but that's not always an option. Like we said, for 9 out of 10 sellers, going to market is an option and it's their best option, but not for everybody. And so that's where these folks come in, you know, and they serve a purpose. So the problem, like we said, with Opendoor is if they're misleading people where they're trying to get to those other 9 out of 10 that might not be a fit, but they go, oh, no, no, you can come to us and get just as much or more money. And, you know, that's not true. And so that part was bad. And so the way that I look at it is, you know, Opendoor and these iBuyers and these investors, they shouldn't be competitors to realtors. First of all, we can work with these players for those buyers or some, sorry, for the sellers that need them and for the sellers where that works. It could be, you know, investor network that you have, these commercial big public iBuyers like Opendoor and OfferPad, et cetera. You know, we can work with them, but explaining to the seller exactly what's happening. You know, the fact that basically you're giving up part of the maximum value you could get for going with these options. And maybe that's okay in those instances. And as long as the seller understands, you know, what they're doing, why they would do that, then fine, go for it. If we use an analogy, let's look at cars, right? So somebody goes out and wants to buy a new car and they've got their old car. And what options do you have at that point with the car? You can trade it into the dealer, or you can go out to the market and sell it yourself or have somebody help you sell it. And if we compare it to that thing, most people understand they're going to get less money by trading it into the dealer than if they go to, I don't know where they sell cars now, Auto Trader, Craigslist. Haven't done that part in a while, you know, but wherever you're selling it out there, and you know, Facebook, whatever, you're putting it out there, you're probably going to get more money that way than just trading it into the dealer. But with trading it into the dealer, you've got other reasons why you might do that. It's convenient. You don't have to go out here and try to sell it and, you know, try to get messages from people and meet people that you don't know and deal with other stuff. You know, maybe there's something wrong with the car and the dealer's just taking it in. Maybe it's, you know, whatever, you're getting a part of the deal that you're negotiating on the new car. So there are reasons for it, but you understand, hey, I might get more if I go try to sell it myself. This is a similar thing that we're talking about here. You're probably going to get more if you go to the open market, but you understand there might be reasons why you're going to this investor, this iBuyer, whatever it is. And so as long as they understand that. So with this thing happening with Open Door, they're going to be fined $62 million and forced to change their marketing and what they're communicating to sellers. So that's part of the settlement, part of the agreement with the FTC. And, you know, what is this going to do for the market overall? I definitely think with Open Door being the largest buyer, this is also kind of meant to, you know, be the warning shot to all of them out there of, hey, guys, we're making an example here. Change the way you guys do things. And I think that's great because as long as, you know, the sellers are informed as to what they're getting into and what they're doing, there's no issue there. The issue is when we're misleading people or they're misleading people. Open Door is putting out this advertising, you know, claiming that they're going to be just as much as going with realtors in the open market. So all this to say, I think this is going to be a good thing overall that's going to lead to cleaning up some of that misleading marketing, which was definitely there, not just from Open Door, but some of these other iBuyers and other folks out there. We're only going to name Open Door right now because they're the ones that got the fine. But I think, you know, this is going to help the marketplace, the sellers, anytime we get more transparency, more understanding, cleaning up some of this misleading information, and realtors need to do their job too. Educating your sellers on what's going on. Certainly, you know, with Open Door, $62 million, they can handle it. They'll move on. You know, it's not going to, you know, kill their business. But like we said, the bigger part of that is changing what they're doing. We're already seeing that, you know, in the way that they're presenting some of these offers and things that they're going out to sellers. And so, guys, yeah, there's nothing wrong, like we said, with any of this stuff. We want to get rid of the misleading stuff. Have those there for the sellers that need them. Educate your clients. You know, work with all of these options. Be professional and let them know what all of these are and exactly what they're getting into with all of them. And hopefully, like we said, this kind of cleans things up and you know, makes the marketplace better for everyone involved. And I definitely think it will from there. So let me know what you guys think about this thing here, though. You can reach out to us, questions at kpeliteaz.com. Obviously on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. Leave comments, guys. Let me know what you guys think about this. You know, do you guys think that this is going to change things? Do you guys think that, you know, we're going to have more problems going forward for this? Or do you just think all iBuyers should just go away? Whatever you guys think, I definitely think it's something that is on a lot of people's mind in the industry right now. Definitely making headlines and front page for a lot of stuff. So I just want to bring it to you guys today. We'll talk to you guys next time.